Again, we begin. Remind me where we left off. We were on the Festa Medalla. Indeed, we did not quite finish the Yamen. Okay, so we're at Amar Reish Lakish, the third line from the end, the first word. Amar Reish Lakish, Ma'idichsiv Ve'atzaras Hashamayim. What does it mean in the pasuk when it says Ve'atzaras Hashamayim, Hashem will withhold the rain? Chesmed Aleph, three lines from the end.
I'm sorry, I'm doing the Rabbeinu Nissen.
Wow, I mean, you're doing Rabbeinu Nissen. I'm just doing Gemara Rashi, and you're like, you're on Rabbeinu Nissen. I cannot keep up with you.
No.
Zev, you got to go to another shir. There's an Ian shir, and by the way, there's an Ian shir on this stuff, and Shari Tfilig is Friday morning, Shari Tfilig started doing this. They have a larger group than we do. Not that I'm bitter.
Baruch Hashem. Is it about quality?
They have a larger end word. What?
Is it about quality?
If it's about quality, you come to my shir. You got? No, I'm just kidding. They have an Ian shir now on Friday morning. I don't know the guy's name, but apparently it's very, very gishmak. What? On Davar Shavua. Beyond Davar Shavua. And it's apparently very gishmak.
Did they get it from here?
What?
Did they get it from here?
Yeah, they got it from here. They got it. We started it. So if anybody asks, all right, I'm taking credit for it, okay? After 120, I go up to Shemayim. This is going to be my thing, okay? I have just about nothing else, but this is going to be my... Anyway, the Ian shir is supposed to be very gishmak, and they're also giving a Bekiya shir. If either you miss my shir or you want to hear somebody else's version of the daf, and they do it, I think, Monday and Wednesday. I could be wrong about that. Anyway,
If it's the Ian,
what is it?
What did I do? It's twice a week. What is it? Like
no, the Ian shear is once a week. The Ian shear is once a week. There's a Bekiya, like we do. I think it's on Monday and Wednesday. You can check with them if you ever miss. So if you ever miss mine, you can always hop with them.
Yeah, but am I better off hopping?
I'm not going to discuss it. That's up to you, and I don't know. I don't want to know what your answer is. Amar Reish Lakish, Ma'idichsiv Ve'atzaras Hashamayim. The pasuk says Ve'atzaras Hashamayim. I will withhold the rain. B'shasha Hashamayim Netzarim Elahorid Talamater Doma Leisha. This is when the Shamayim is withholding Talamater, which is similar to an Isha. Shemechaveles ve'ena yoledes. She's in chevle leida. She's got pains, birth pains, but she's not able to. She's not able to produce the baby. So this is like ve'atzaras Hashamayim, meaning Hashem is saying, I'm going to actively withhold the rain. The rain is supposed to come. Like the default setting is that there produces rain. Right? That's bracha. Bracha is the default setting of this life. If you don't do my mitzvos, ve'atzaras Hashamayim, Hashem is going to actually withhold, like the chevle leida, Hashem is going to withhold the baby from coming out. Behind the Amar Reish Lakish, this is similar to what Reish Lakish says elsewhere. Mishum Bar Kapra, in the name of Bar Kapra, Nemra Atzira beGeshem and Nemra Atzira beIsha. It states, the pasuk states Atzira when it comes to Geshem and Atzira meaning withholding when it comes to a woman. Nemra Atzira beIsha. It states Atzira by an Isha. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk by Avimelech, Ki Atzar Atzar Hashem baAd Kol Rechem beVeis Avimelech. Right. This is earlier in Bereishis. So it says that Hashem withheld the rechem, ba'ad kol rechem of Beis Avimelech, right? And Rashi says all the holes were blocked up, were clogged.
Benemer atzira b'gashom. Rechem is where a baby prepares for birth.
Yes.
But it was his rechem? It was Avimelech's rechem?
No, Beis Avimelech, in the household, meaning anybody in his domain. Ba'ad kol rechem, but again, the Medrash learns that
the makkah wasn't only on him. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah, well, I'm just about to explain. So the makkah is on everybody. Ba'ad kol rechem, meaning every type of rechem, any type of opening in anybody. Right, exactly. I'm sending all mushalachim to you tonight. V'nemer atzira b'gashem also states atzira by Geshem dechsiv ve'atzaras Hashamayim. So there you have the link between Geshem and Leida. Okay, nemer Leida be'isha v'nemer Leida b'gashem. It also states Leida when it comes to a woman and Leida when it comes to Geshem. Nemer Leida be'isha. The pasuk states Leida when it comes to a woman dechsiv v'tahar v'teled ben. It says that she became pregnant and then she gave birth to a son. The nemar leida, because Shaman says leida by Geshem dechsev, the holy davi hitzmicha. that the rain will, holy da, it will produce, and it will sprout forth. So you see Leida, there's a link between Leida of Geshem and Leida of a woman. Nemar Pekida Be'ishav, Nemar Pekida Be'Geshamim. It states Pekida, which is remembering specifically by children, by a woman, and it says Pekida, remembering when it comes to Geshem. Nemar Pekida Be'isha, states Pekida, but when it comes to a woman, Dechsiv, Vashem Pakad Es Sarah, Hashem remembered Sarah and gave her a son. V'nemar Pekida Be'Geshamim, and it states Pekida by Geshem, Dechsiv, Pakadata ha'aretz v'tashakakeha, Rabbas ta'ashrena. Pakadata ha'aretz, you have remembered the land. You, Hashem, remember the land v'tashakakeha, and you irrigated it, right? L'hashkos. Rabbas ta'ashrena, you increased its wealth.
Is there a structural difference between this and Zebulun?
Between
this term and Zebulun? We're remembering. Why is it using this specific term?
Okay, so this is a good question. This is a good question. We had actually a similar question when we were learning Rosh Hashanah, that Pekida and Zechira seem to be somewhat interchangeable. I don't know exactly what the... I'm not sure exactly what the chiluk is. That's a good Malbim question. I don't know. Okay, that's your second assignment. You had an assignment on Monday. I don't know if you remembered it, but you had an assignment on Monday. This is assignment number two. So you're getting very busy with homework tonight.
I am remembering it. I'm going to have to buy a dog.
You're going to be zocher it or poke it?
Yes, I'm going to have to figure it out.
Okay. If somebody can find out the difference between zochir and pekida, because this is the second time in two mesechtas that we have come up with this. If anybody knows the difference, you can ask your Rebbe. You get brownie points if you ask your Rebbe and he gives you an answer. And let me know. Good question. I don't have an answer. Rabbas Tashrena, you have increased its wealth. Peleg Elohim Malimayim. The Peleg of Hashem is filled with water. Now, what is this Peleg Elohim? That's what the Gemara is going to ask. My Peleg Elohim Malimayim. What does that mean? Peleg Elohim. It's a strange lashon. Tana. So we learn in a Braisa, Kimin Kuba Yesh Barakia. There is like an ohel, big tent filled with water. Shemimene Geshamim Yotzim. Where the rain comes out of. So you see, it's like the default setting is that in Shemayim there's this huge amount of rain that Hashem is just waiting to shroud us with, to bless us with, and to be mashbia on us, and we just have to do what's right, and then boom, it comes down.
So the rain taking place now then? It's not now.
What?
Rain taking place
Post Pesach. Yeah. Is that a good? I don't know because we had a puzzle by Shmuel. It's a klala.
So
I think.
Okay, that's a good question. It's a perfect segue to the next piece of Gemara. Go ahead.
My son, actually, two things. My son's Rebbe apparently said, and I don't know what the source was, that when it rains in the yard, apparently if you drink it, it's a segula.
My wife told me to put my water in and go outside.
I love it. Yeah,
I heard this also.
Really?
A couple of people, including the Sparty delivery guy at my work in Tel Aviv.
Oh, that's completely authoritative.
The told you it must be true.
Totally authoritative. Is, by the both way. Because he's Sparty and he's the delivery guy, I think that gives him a double credit. I think that puts him above some kind of gone. Some kind
of
the
guy working the burger grill.
What? Yeah, the grill burger over there. That would be a good.
The only thing above that is like a taxi driver who's like saying to Hillam something.
What's? I wonder what the source is for that. Well, whatever. It's a skula. You can't really get it. What? All right. Next time it rains, I'm gonna bring out a cup of water. Believe
that. Yeah, but you have puddles outside.
That's
no. Good. It's a butter.
That can't be it.
The cola. I mean, we stop saying "Can't tell Mark the rain comes." It's not good.
Right, it's not good. So what's the shot that you get that you're?
We
drinking
saw something that was in ER specifically, right? Like
yeah, it was
Nissan. It was okay.
There was a pasuk by Shmuel.
Very surprised.
Pasuk by Shmuel is that you make sir chitim. Shmuel, it was on either base. Yeah, yatsa nisam yardik shamim simek klalahim. It's base and base. Shemar halok sir chitim ayom. This is the time for harvesting wheat, which is summertime, right? And Shmuel is saying to the people, I'm going to bring rain. So he's warning them. So it's not a good thing. Anyway. Was there a second thing you wanted to comment on?
Yeah, conceptually, okay. The very first part of what we did where we were talking about the Rechem and whatever, I was like totally conceptually with you. After that,
you totally lost. Totally lost.
I'm really, I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's went too fast.
What?
I
think you were traumatized by the imagery of it.
No.
The Gemara is simply equating Geshem to the birth of a woman in
all
many different ways, all the way through. Both mitam rechem and Vateled, Leda, right? It's called Leda. They're both called Leda. They're also, what was the third one? It was Pekida. Pekida, right? There's remembering by a woman with respect to remembering
Haka
that.
Haka is also counting, right?
Yeah, but here it means Zechira. Here it means that he remembered. Hashem Pakada Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah was barren. That's what it says, right? Hashem Pakada Sarah Kasher Amar. Remember that. That she was barren, and then she, and then he gave her a child. So that's pekida legabe birth, and we also have pekida when it comes to geshem. So geshem, the Gemara is just bringing many rayas to prove that geshem is like leida.
Okay.
Right. That's all it is. That's all it was. Nothing fancy. Your run of the mill geshem leida type of thing. You know, nothing crazy about it. You know.
Okay. And then this price is basically saying that Hashem's ready, like the rain's all prepared and ready to come down. But we have to be zofa.
Exactly. We got to be
zofa. Sounds a lot like at least what one sheet of the of Bayish Shishi.
Then
it's like red. Yeah, we don't even have to build it. It's like in Shemayim, ready to come down. And we just need to be zofa.
There you go.
To be macabre on it.
You gotta be macabre. Yeah, you hear it? You happy with that? I'm waiting for you. I mean, I'll wait all night if you want. Some people want to get home.
I would be happy with it if it was
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm happy with it.
I would be equally happy. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, "May dechsev im leshevet im laartzo im lechesed yamtziyenu yamtziyehu." Okay, I think this is a pasuk with respect to rain, and it says im leshevet, whether it be for shevet. Shevet is like a staff, meaning harsh. Whether the rain would be would come down in a harsh way, im laartzo, or whether it come down for his land, or im lechesed, or whether it come down for kindness, yamtziyehu, Hashem will make it available. Hashem will spread the rain. What does it mean? What are these two, three things? So the Gemara says, "Im l'shevet, if Hashem wants to be harsh with us, so beharim u'bigvos." So He's going to bring the rain in a place where it's not useful, in the mountains and the hills. Well, that doesn't really do anything for us. So Hashem is gozer at Rosh Hashanah time that we're zocheh to X amount of rain. However, if we're not zocheh, then He's going to bring it. He's going to bring it in places where it's not useful. It's not effective. So He might bring in Bahar Mugvos and Im Lechesed. And the opposite extreme is Im Lechesed. If it was Nigzar Rosh Hashanah that we have X amount of rain, and we improve our ways, we do even better on Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevet, Shvat, V'chule. So then he's going to bring it he's going to put them specifically in the sadas and kramim where it's going to be most effective for us, and it's going to be most beneficial. Or another interpretation of this pasuk is im leshevet leilanos. If it's going to come down harshly, the harshly will be leilanos. We learned earlier that the ilanos can withstand a very hard rain. It's very good. The hard rain, the tumult of rain is going to be good for ilanos. The trees can withstand that kind of rain.
And how does that chastise if it's good for them?
It's not a chastisement. That's exactly what it is. It's a positive. Whether, irrespective, it's going to be leshevet. Leshevet is for the ilanos. And im la'artso, for his land, lizroim, it's going to be for the regular zera, for the regular fields. And im lechesed yamtziyehu boru shechidu ma'arus. For chesed, where Hashem wants to bring it down, lechesed, He's going to fill up the boros, the shechidu ma'arus, so that we have rain and water stored for the future, for the long term. So that's another possible interpretation. Okay, now we get a little story. Bimei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, we just had Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, so I guess the Gemara is going back to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, even though this doesn't specifically address rain. Havakafna, there was a famine in the land. Umusna, there was also death, there was also dever, a plague going on. So two things were happening at once. It was a terrible ordeal. Amri, so they said to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Hechi Mavit, now what do we do? Ine boy rachmi, atarti, lo efsher. We can't We can't daven for both of these things at once. It's not possible to do so. Why it's not possible to do so, I don't know. The Gemara assumes we cannot daven for two things.
But is it because they're men and they can't multitask? What's the problem?
Kafna is a famine. What?
Is it because they're men and they can't multitask? What's
no,
the problem?
It's not a multitasking thing. I don't know. I guess the davening has to be super focused. If you have lesser problems, then your davening can be spread over all of these different issues. So we have Shmona Esrei Brachos, and we can daven for all these things, assuming that none of these things are ultra-pressing. I mean, but if we have a famine, which is an extreme, and we have a dever, a plague, which is another extreme, so our davening is only going to go so far. It's a very Balabatish way of interpreting it. A very Balabatish way, but that's the...
Wait, the Amidah doesn't have one bracha of Bakasha. It has 13 brachas.
Right. What I was saying, I think that the pshat in that is that when everything is... when the status quo is by everything, or you don't really have a major plague going on there, so then the Shmona Esrei Brachos are going to be effective for all of these different things, whether it's for Parnassah, or if it's for Refuah, or if it's for, you know, Kibbutz Golios. So all of your tefillos are going to be effective because you can scatter your tefillos about, and you can have them be effective in many different ways. But when you have extremes, like you have a famine, which is really plaguing a certain part of Klal Yisrael, and you have a musna, you have a dever, a plague, which is affecting a part of Klal Yisrael, so then your tefillos are only going to be effective if you focus them on one thing. You know, hard to give a mashal, but you know, it's kind of. I think that's the.
I think the mashal is the story, right? That is the.
Well, okay. very good. You're on fire tonight, but
sorry.
Okay, no, it's very good. Ella liboy rachmi amusna v'kafn nizbo. So they said, this is what we're going to do. We're gonna daven for the plague, because the plague is obviously a much more extreme than a famine. The famine's terrible, but the plague is killing people. The kafn isbol, and we'll tolerate the famine. So amalahu roshmo bar nachmeni. No, we're going to kill two birds with one stone. Niboy rach mi akafna. We're instead going to daven on the famine. The chiyoy rachmanosh asov alachayi hu the chiyoy. Because when Hashem gives food, when He gives plenty, He gives it for chayim. He gives it for life. So in davening for the famine to go away, we would mimela be taking care of the plague of death as well. The chesiv, as it says in the pasuk, poseach es yadecha umaspia the chol chay ratzon. Right? So it's for the ratzon of the chay, of the chayim. So the psichas yad that Hashem is masbia is specifically for chayim. So that was his chak. Umilalan says the Gemara, Umilalan de lo matzlin on a tarki. Now, how do we know that you can't daven for two things? Dechsev, because it says in the pasuk, v'natzuma v'nivaksha me'elokinu al zos. We should fast, and we should request from Hashem on this thing. Mechlal de'ikach risi. When it says on this, it implies that there is something else. So what they're saying is, we should hone our tefillos on one thing, which implies that there are other things, but we're not going to spread our tefillos. B'ma'arava Amri, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they said a different pshat, Mishmei de Rabbi Chagai, Mehacha, the following part, V'rachmin l'miboy min kadam alosh maya araza dana. V'rachmin, we should daven l'miboy min kadam alosh maya. We should seek rachmin from Hashem araza dana on this secret. So it says, on this secret, on this sod, on this issue, done on this one. Mechlal de'ichachrisi, again, it implies that there is something, that there is another one. What's better about the second pasuk than the first? I don't know, but that's what they bring. That's a pasuk in Daniel. I don't know the context all that well, so I can't really answer that. But that's what they say in the West, and I'm, what?
Who's saying theoretically? That if there was an extreme, it would be a plunder from Shemona Esrei and focus all the fuels on one issue. This comes down to it.
I don't know if when they said Niboy Rachamim, I don't know if they were saying in our tefillos, in our daily tefillos, we should be nibay rachamim this one thing, or they were saying we should gather together. You should have a communal shira malas, and we should focus on this one thing.
That's or maybe it's like an extra supplication, like what we did with Ananu Boreolam.
Perhaps. Maybe. It's a good question. I wouldn't be able to paskin on that. And I don't know. I don't know the answer. That's a good question. It's a very good question.
I mean, we've had our moments in the Holocaust of all these major extremes in history that
right.
just like to get everything else to focus on.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I would say it's more something like what you were saying.
Maybe read this that we don't have the power to do this anymore.
Yeah, right. Right. Could be, I don't know. Anyway. Bimei Reb Zeira. In the times of Reb Zeira, Gazer Gzeira, the Malchus of the Goyim, made a Gzeira. The Gazer, the following Gzeira they made, Dilo the Mesiv Batanisa. We're not allowing the Jewish people to sit and fast. They're not allowed to fast, because they didn't want them fasting for certain things that Hashem was going to respond to. So Amalahu Reb Zeira said to them, I've got a chop.
This means a non-Jewish government?
Yeah, a non-Jewish government. They made a Gzeira on the Jews, and you're not allowed to fast. I guess maybe they were scared that they were going to fast for the abolishment of the non-Jewish government. Something like that.
That's
so they were... What?
It's not so uncommon for the Goyim to make a Gzeira.
Yeah. No, it's not. Right. So Amalahu Reb Zeira said to him, this is what we're going to do. Nekabla Yilavan, we're going to be mekabel upon ourselves the tainus, but we're not going to fast. We can't fast. We're just going to be mekabel the fast, ulachi batla gzeira, and then ultimately when the gzeira is mevutal, whether that be next month or next year or 10 years from now, lisef, then we're going to sit in tainus. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be mekabel it, and the Kabbalah will be ki'ilu we did it. Amazing. Amri Le, they said to him, Minalacha, where do you get this from? You can be mekabel the tainus, and that's going to count as if you fasted? That's a wonderful kula. So he says, Amr Lahu, he says to them, Dechsev, the pasuk says, Vayomer Eli. This is a pasuk in?
Daniel,
indeed. Vayomer Eli. Al tira Daniel, Asher the Malach said to me, do not be afraid, Daniel. Kimina yom arishon asher nasata es libecha. From the first day that you put your heart, lahavin uliyisanos, to understand and to fast, the moment you put it in your heart to fast, lifnei elokecha, nishmu udvarecha, your words were listened to. So you see that even if you didn't fast, you just had in mind to fast. If you're mekabel the fast, it's ki'ilu, you did the fast. Now, of course,
means mekayim, right?
Right. If you have the ability to be mekayim, you can't just say, I want a Misha Beirach, so I'm going to give $1 million. That doesn't work. It's the ultimate Misha Beirach. Misha Beirach, and then you go on for 5 minutes, and you give a half a shekel.
You're mekayim to fast when? To fast the next Monday or Thursday, or to fast someday, Hashem, after you
someday
take
when I'm able to fast. One day. Matas Yo's song.
So does the screws come when you make the mekayim, or when you go back and then you actually...
When you mekabel it.
Oh.
When you mekabel it, then the shefa comes down from the kabbalah. You got to do it. Ultimately, I'm sure that Hashem will seek retribution, although I cannot speak on his behalf. You understand?
Yeah.
The relationship that we have
it's
is not
when
such.
You're on that side of the table, you want to speak on the table.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to. Anyway, fine. So that's where he gets it from. Now we come on to some fabulous agadah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Afilu shanim kishnei Eliyahu." Even if the years are like the years of Eliyahu, and if you remember Eliyahu Atishbi, for those Nachyomi guys, all of zero of you, Eliyahu Atishbi, when he comes onto the scene, immediately when he comes onto the scene, it's an amazing thing when you look at Tanakh. There is absolutely no introduction to Eliyahu HaNavi. He just comes in, says to Achav, who is a Rasha, he says to Achav, no rain. That's it. There's no, like, you know, Vayavo, Eliyahu, like, no. That's it. Eliyahu, boom. He just, anyway, that's Eliyahu. That's what he does. He's like fire and brimstone. He doesn't mess around. There's no, what? Yeah, he was a pretty good man. So anyway, even if the years are like the years of Eliyahu, in which there was no rain whatsoever, there was tremendous famine, tremendous drought, it was awful. V'yardu geshamim be'arvei shabbosos, and the rain fell on Erev Shabbos, einan ela simen klala. That's a simen klala. Even though we desperately need the rain, nevertheless, we need the rain to fall at the right times. Erev Shabbos, not so good.
What's wrong with Erev Shabbos?
That's what I'm getting right there. Haidu da amarava, anta. Have you learned this Gemara and you're just like, no. You're just leading me in, you're like, no, the intro, it's like a Broadway show or something. And now, Marie! Here's Johnny! Hainu to Amar Rabba Bar Shila, you missed everything. Hainu to Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Kasha Yoma Demitra. The day of rain is as harsh as Kiyoma Dedina, like the day of Din, the day of judgment. I don't know whether you learn it as rain is as difficult as a Yoma Din, a judgment day, meaning it's a very scary thing, or it's saying, on the day of judgment, meaning when on Monday and Thursday when they used to gather for judgment, that was a day of great hustle and bustle because everybody was coming and going to the courts. So that was a day in which you don't want rain. You don't want it to be difficult outside. What? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're talking about the Erev Shabbos rain because Erev Shabbos rain is... It's bad because everybody's going to Machne Yehuda. Nobody wants to be dealing with Machne Yehuda during the rain. So that's not a good time. Amar Amemar. Amemar goes one step further. Ilo detzorich libriyasa bo'inan rachmim u'mevatliyavay. If not for the fact that the Brios needed rain, I would daven that we have the whole thing canceled. cancel the rain today. Amazing thing. If not for the fact that the Brios need it, I would say the whole rain is just a bad thing. I'm not really sure what he's trying to teach us here. But anyway, that's what he says. And who am I?
I mean, what's the chiddush? Of course, Hashem gives rain.
Right.
Fruits and vegetables.
Right.
What's the chiddush with that?
Yeah. I do not know. It's a good question. Sarachim. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Shemesh b'Shabbos tzedakah l'aniyim. The sun on Shabbos is charity to the poor. Shenamar, as it says says in the pasuk, v'zarcha lachem yirei shmi. It will shine on them for yirei shmi, for those who fear my name, i.e. the shomrei Shabbos. Shemesh tzedakah u'marpei. The Shemesh will be stuck up from our pay. Yeah, it'll heal the poor. Why will it heal the poor? Because when you get lots of rain and there is plenty in the when it comes to Shabbos time, when it comes to Shabbos, so typically the Aniyim don't eat during the rest of the week and they save up for Shabbos. In Shabbos they have these delicacies and it does a number on their stomach, let's just say, and so they need a healing. And so the sun comes out on Shabbos and Marpeh, and it heals them. So specifically for the Aniyim who don't eat during the week. And then Shabbos time comes and they stuff their faces. And then they've got problems. So they've got, they need a refuah. So the Shemesh comes out on Shabbos and that gives them the refuah. So the Shemesh is a refuah. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak. These are all statements, these are all statements from Rabbi Yitzchak, so we're just randomly throwing them in. I'm not sure what that drasha has to do with what we were just discussing. But V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim, the day of rain is as great, Shafiu Pruta Shebechis Misbarechis Bo. Even a pruta in your pocket gets blessed from the rain. Now, there are a number of ways of understanding this. Rashi says, what does it mean that the day of rain is so great that even a pruta, even a coin in your pocket, gets blessed? Rashi says, pruta shebechis, afilu maisi yadayim she'enen tzrichem legeshem. Even work that doesn't need geshem, right? If you're a manufacturer, you manufacture widgets. Who's he? What's he? Whatchamacallit? So you don't need rain for that. That's not an agricultural need. Nevertheless, the rain comes, and the rain is mevarech, it blesses, it gives shefa to everything, even the kiss, right? I thought that I, when I first read this Gemara, I thought that the pshat was, this is a, another possible interpretation, is that the typically what is rain mevarich? Rain is a mevarich something shelo balei olam that hasn't come into the world. You have a field and you seeded the field. You've got nothing growing yet. You want rain, so the rain comes, and then from there sprouts forth the vegetation and the tvua, your produce, and everything that you need. So the purpose of the rain typically is for davar shelo balei olam. The chiddush here is that the rain is even bekis, even putta shebekis, even the something which exists in the world, the rain can still have an effect. It can still have an impact on something which is in the world. Okay, it's another interpretation. There was a marsha on this who explained also. What did he want to say? I forgot what he wanted to say. Too bad. Anyway. I don't remember what he said. Anyway, he wanted to say his chap is like this. The Marsha says like this. He says when the rain comes, so there's an abundance of tevuah. When there's an abundance of tevuah, so what is economics? Basically, economics 101. When the supply goes up, price goes down. So you're spending less on more. So the kiss, the pruta shebekis, you have more pruta shebekis because you have more money to spend on other things. That's brilliant. Anyway, shenemar, how do we know this from? La seis matarat zecha bi'ito. The rain will come to give, the rain will give water in your land, and it's time. Ulavarich es kol ma'aseh yadecha. And it will bless all ma'aseh yadecha. Not just the ma'aseh yadayim that affect the agriculture, but any ma'aseh yadecha is blessed from the rain. That's the beauty of the rain. Rabbi Yitzchak says further that bracha is only found on something which is samoy min ha'ayin, something which is concealed from the eye. Shenemar, meaning it has been counted, as we'll see. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk,
this arrived
for what?
It's
Nice. Shenemar v'yitzav Hashem itchas habracha. Hashem will command for you the bracha ba'asamecha. Ba'asamecha literally means in your silos, right? When the tvua, when the grain is in your silos, Hashem will bless it. But ba'asamecha is, the drasha is samui, something which is not near it, right? So only something which is not near, which you don't look at, can be mizbarit. I wanted to clear. Anyway, I'll mention this in two lines. The Gemara continues with this yesod. Tana debei Rabbi Yishmol, ein habracha mitzuya ela b'davar she'en haya ha'ayin sholetes bo. Bracha is only found on something which the ayin cannot have shlita on. The ayin cannot see. She'ne'ma yitzav Hashem itchas habracha ba'asamecha. I'm not sure what exactly Tana debei Rabbi Yishmol is adding to Rabbi Yitzchak, or if he's saying the same thing. I'm not entirely sure. It sounds like very, very similar. Maybe he's saying he's saying mitam ayin hara. You shouldn't be looking at all of your possessions because it gives you an ayin hara. Ein ha'ayin sholetes bo. It's different than hasamim min ha'ayin, something which is concealed. Okay, maybe. Tanur Rabbanan. Here's the fascinating medrash. Hanichnas lamud is gorno. A person who comes to measure, to count his goren, his produce, Omer, he should say before doing the count and before looking at it, Yehiratzom ufanecha Hashem Elokeinu, it should be your will, Hashem our God, shetishlach bracha b'masi yadeinu, that you should send bracha to our handiwork. So this is actually, b'shem u'malchus, this is actually a bracha that you should make before you come to count your goren, before you come to count your tevuah. His chalamud, what if you already started to count? Omer, you should say, Baruch HaSholech Bracha B'chuyazeh. You can still make the bracha, and you can say, blessed is he who sends bracha to this pile. Madad V'achakach Birich, what if you already measured? So you've already counted everything that you've got. Harezu Tefillah Shav. You make a bracha then, it's a Tefillah Shav. Why? V'fisha'ena bracha mitzuya, lo b'davar hashakul. Bracha is not found on something which is already counted. V'labadavar hamadu, and that which is something which is already measured. V'labadavar hamanoi, and that which is again something which is counted. Shakul is a different. Shakul is really weighed. Manoi is counted. Elabadavar hasamoi mina ayin. Bracha is only found on something which is samoi, something which is hidden. It's closed off. But once it's already been counted, you can't call that bracha. I clear. This is a din, by the way. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, I believe. Right? It's a Rambam, and it's in Torah Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, I cleared. What if a person? What is nowadays with a checking account? We say that checking account is like the tvua. If you don't look at the checking account before you come to before you log on your website, do you say Yiratam Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetishlach Bracha Bekriyas? Because why? Because it's crazy. But isn't it crazy to make a bracha and something? You have a pile of tevuah. Before you even look at it, you make a bracha. Is that going to change anything? It sounds illogical. But it says to make the bracha. So why is this checking account different? My Chavrusa said he thinks why it's different. But go ahead.
You make a bracha. Why is he making this bracha? Because he wants it to be measured well. What is
yeah,
that
nay. Mean? He wants. Yeah, he wants. He wants. He wants abundance.
But he can see that. He sees how much is there.
Where? In which case?
In his threshing floor.
Right. But he doesn't. This is Hanichnas Lamudas Garno. He's just walking in to count it. He has not measured, weighed, or counted anything. He doesn't know what's in there. He's just been throwing stuff in there.
I don't think you can say that in your bank account, but go ahead if you want to.
No! What do you mean? That's not a svara. Give me a svara why it doesn't work. Don't tell me it's stupid. Tell me why it's stupid.
It's your bank account.
What?
I know what I'm... There's not going to be a big surprise in my bank account. I'm not going to go to all my...
Because at the very end of the day, the Rebbe Shalom wants us to live in a world. We live in a tepidic world.
Yes.
We're in something colonies.
Right.
So if you're doing it when you know what the actual cheshbon is, then you're not becoming in something colonies. But
right.
If you really, really don't know.
I tell you something. I make it a point. Not to look at my bank account. Unless I know or I have a havamina that I'm low on a particular month, but in Eretz Yisrael it's very easy because Minos is no big deal. Yeah, so you're like, oh, Minos, like, okay, I'll make up for it at some point.
Some people are trying to take
but,
a court right now.
What?
Minos? All these letters.
Minos. Minos. Right? Yeah. I know Minos. I know it's like the first word I ever learned in Ivrit.
You don't know what it is, you're lucky.
No, I do.
I generally make it a point not to look at my bank account. Why? Because ana bracha shaletis ella b'davar hasamim manayin, I figured no look at it and it'll be mizbarech. But my chavrusa said that's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? He said.
You spoke to your wife.
Because when it comes to the goren, so what are you doing? You're taking from the field and you're putting it into the goren. You're constantly putting it into the goren. You don't know what's going on in the goren. But in the checking account, the bankers are dealing with everything. Everything's already counted. So what are you foolish? You know, like what do you think? You think there's gonna be like a monopoly bank error in your favor? Collect $45. I mean, it's all accounted for already.
I will say, the bank balance is one thing, it changes 24 hours later.
Right,
so
right.
It's like, in economy. There's more of a support to say like what you're saying. I mean, in America, it really doesn't change. Anyway.
Yeah. No, wait a minute, we're not done yet.
Yeah, my
God. No, we're not done yet.
It's not too done, yo, me. It's
we're done,
yo.
You're out. You check it out. You don't like my svara. You didn't like my checking account svara.
You got to cut some of your
how much farther?
Oh, well, was that something I said? Oh, man. It's only 9:05. The night is young still, people. All right, this is just a couple more lines.
Minutes and I wasn't even here.
Right. Imagine if you were here, we would still be here on that same daf. Kibbutz Gayasos, Tzedakah Parnesim. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, this will take us 3 minutes.
What's Kibbutz Gayasos
as well? This is a simon. Whenever no, it's not from the Mishnah. It's a simon on the next pieces of Gemara that's going to come up. Sometimes you have random. You have random agartas that are coming up, legabe geshem, so it gives you a simon to remember it. Kibbutz Gayasos, Tzedakah, and Parnes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Galul Yom HaGeshamim, Kiyom Kibbutz Galios. Geshem, the day of Geshem, is as great as the day of Kibbutz Galios. When all the Jews come into Eretz Yisrael, Shenamar, as it says, Shuva Hashem Eshevisenu, Hashem should return our returnings, Ka'afikim Banegev, like the streams of the Negev. Now the streams of the Negev are burst forth. You don't have light streams in the Negev because the Negev is dried up. So it's got to be a burst. So I heard one time, Mechavrus said, he heard in a Yom HaTzma'ut shir, that when people come into Eretz Yisrael, there's always the Kibbutz Galios, there's always like a burst, right? There's always like a major burst, like in the Holocaust, and like there's a burst of people coming in. You know, the early 20th century, there's a burst of people coming in. So that's the Afikim Banegev. It's the burst of the stream. That's the Kibbutz Galios.
Down to a population of 250,000 to like over 6 million.
6 million. Exactly, 7 million.
6 to 7 million.
Right, amazing. Ve'in Afikim El Matar. And the stream is a reference to Matar Shenemer, as it says, Vayiru Afike Yam, the streams of Yam. So Afikim is a reference to water, to Geshem. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, that was the Kibbutz Gayasos. That was the Kibbutz Galios part. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Godl Yom HaKesham Shafilu Gayasos Poskospo. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yom HaGeshem is so great that even the Gayasos, even the armies, stop. Meaning it prevents war, it stops war. Shenemer, Tulameha Ravei. When its furrows are saturated, naches gedudeha, then its gedudeha, its armies are naches, they rest. So the armies don't go out to war on Yom HaGeshem. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, ena geshamim netzarim, ela b'shvil poskeit stakeh barabim, is what I was referencing earlier. Geshem stops, why? Because of the poskeit stakeh barabim, those people who say, I'm going to give X amount of dollars to the base medrash, or to the shul, they ain't noslim, and they don't end up giving it. Shenemar, Nesiim, the Ruach, the Geshem, Ayin. There are no clouds, there is no wind, there is no rain, because Ish Mishalel b'matas Sheker. Because each man praises himself with a false gift. What does it mean? He praises himself with a false gift. So he says, I'm going to give X amount, and he doesn't end up giving it. Musa number one is that when you say you should give it, you should give it right away. That's number one. Number two is, the second part on this is, and we'll wrap up with this, is that I think it was Parshas Chayisara, that Parshas Chayisara, the Rav gave a drasha on Emor Ma'at Vaaseh Harbeh. And he said, what's the vort on Amor Ma'at Vaaseh Harbeh? Why should you say a little and do a lot? So he says, he quoted, I think Rav Yerucham on this, amazing piece. And it's amazingly true. He says, the reason why you shouldn't say a lot is because if you say a lot, you say you're going to do a lot, in your mind, it's ki'ilu, it's already done. Right? You say you're going to give it, like you're already a tzaddik in your own mind. So then it's like, when it comes time that you actually have to give it, you're like, oh man, do I really have to do that? Because like you already said you were going to do it, so in your mind, you're the greatest tzaddik. You already did it. So that's why, Amor Matva Say Arbe, say little and do it. Because if you say a lot, in your mind, it's already going to, and that's what the pasuk says. Ish mishalel b'mata sheker. A person praises himself with a false gift. The minute he says he's going to give the gift, he's already praising himself. He's like, I'm already a tzaddik. It's amazing. It's before Shana Pasuk. I have to tell the Rav this. Anyway, that's the vart. Stop here.
Thomas Galavomos talks all the time about why are you talking? You don't need to talk.
Right.
You have to limit your words.
Yeah.